Welcome to the Mindset Map podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Bloomfield, mindset coach and mentor for busy women like you. This podcast will help you navigate your path to confidence, joy, and success, like a sat nav for your brain. So grab yourself a coffee, stick in your headphones, and let's get on with the episode. Morning, welcome back to another episode of the Mindset Map podcast with me, Rachel, and happy Halloween. If, like me, you are coming off the back of a half term last week and you're feeling a little bit frustrated with kind of your progress or where things are at or the difficulty of the juggle last week, then I just want to say that I get it. I feel it too. I understand. And we need to be kinder on ourselves in these moments. We all have multiple priorities in our lives, and sometimes priorities shift in terms of what is the top of the pile at that particular moment. And when we've got young kids and it is half-term holidays and things like that, then often their needs become the top of the priority pile. And it means that sometimes our businesses can drop a little bit further back. And that is okay, because there is a time for everything. So all I want to say this week is just go easy, ease back into it. It's hard to shift, I often find, when you are coming out of that mode of being less routine and having more focus on doing stuff with the family, and then sort of trying to get back into being strict with yourself and having good routines and getting lots of stuff done. And it can be a really hard transition. So go easy on yourself these first few days and allow that time. Now, I shared a quote yesterday on my Instagram, a fabulous Tony Robbins quote that I love. And I want to talk a little bit further about this morning. So the quote goes, "No matter how many mistakes you make or how slow you progress, you are still way ahead of everyone who isn't trying." And what I love about this quote is just that reminder that progress is progress is progress. Like, whatever we are doing, however slowly, however different we may be doing things to other people, you know, we can still find progress that we've made. And we can find whatever we choose to find to look at, right? So if we want to think about how far behind we think we are, or how frustrated we are with the progress that we made, how we think we should be further along, then of course we are always going to find evidence of that. But if we choose instead to focus on what progress we have made, think about yourself a year ago, 6 months ago, things you are doing now that you weren't doing then, there's always progress to be seen. And if we can focus on that and celebrating that progress, then it helps us find it easier to make more progress. And everybody's journeys are different. Everybody's paths are different. And some people get somewhere very quickly, but then they stay in the same place for a very long time. Some people take a long time to get to their destination, but once they're there, it's amazing. And there are so many different ways, and every way is okay. And depending on what is going on for you and what's happening in your life and everything else that you're dealing with, I like to think about progress is, imagine that you are climbing up a mountain. I'm not talking about like climbing Everest. I'm talking about going up Snowdon, for example. Let's say you decide to climb Snowdon. There are going to be times on that journey when you're climbing that mountain where the sun is shining, you're on a nice, easy path, and you're just strolling along. So you're chatting to the people around you, you're taking in the view, and you're just enjoying that journey. There's always going to be those moments. But then also on that journey, there could equally be times where the heavens open, the rain comes flooding down, every step feels like an effort, you're slipping, you're falling in puddles, you are trudging through mud, and it feels difficult. And that is also the possibility as well. But then there'll be other times where the sun comes back out again, the path gets easier, and you can make some more progress. And think about progress in that way. Sometimes the path is a gentle slope. There'll be times on that mountain where it's much steeper and you've got to really concentrate, and you're almost clambering from rock to rock. And that is as well part of that journey of progress. So wherever you are at the moment, if you are in the pouring rain and you are trudging through mud, then remember that there will always be that time when the sun is shining and you're admiring the view and you're chatting with friends and you're wandering along that easy path. If you're wandering along that easy path right now, then enjoy it. Live in that moment and enjoy it, because more difficult times will come. But the more we can enjoy the time that we are on and the time where it is easier, the easier we'll be able to face those more difficult times as when they come up. If we spend that time when the sun is shining and it's easy, rather than chatting with our friends and looking at the view, if we spend that time worrying about when the rain is coming and what the path looks like ahead, then we're missing out. We're missing out to enjoy those parts of the journey that are actually really enjoyable. So that is what I wanted to share with you today. Thinking about progress like a journey, like climbing up that mountain, where you will have various different parts of that journey. You will have easy parts, you will have enjoyable parts, you will have difficult parts, you'll have parts that you hate, you'll have parts where you want to give up and just roll back down that hill. But the fact is, we keep going, we keep taking steps. And even if during that difficult time, we've only managed to take two steps through that mud before we've fallen over and slipped back and we've had to come back on, we've still taken those two steps, so we've still made progress. So progress is progress is progress. And like they said in that quote, if you are someone who is not doing anything, who's not even trying, then look how far behind. That person is at the bottom of that hill, just looking up at it, thinking, God, that's a really big hill. Whereas you are on the journey, you are on that hill. Yes, it might be hard at times. And yes, you'll stumble and you'll slip back and you'll fall, but you're on that route and you are closer to the top than the person standing at the bottom looking at it. So I hope that resonates. As always, come find me on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, on all the platforms. I'm at Rachel Bloomfield Coaching. I'd love to hear from you whether you had a takeaway from this episode, and make sure you are following for weekly episodes of The Mindset Map. If you enjoyed this episode of the Mindset Map podcast, I would so appreciate it if you could just take a few moments to leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, because it really helps other people to find the podcast too. And make sure you are following so you don't miss any future episodes.